Well, hello and welcome back to Nerd Podcast. If this is your first time joining us, which we're 9 episodes in.
Hopefully it's not.
What is your excuse?
Yeah, where have you been? The party already started without you.
That's never-ending retro dialogue where we talk about nerd stuff. And we should note that today we are firmly entrenched in the nerd bunker.
Oh, yes, this is the bunker edition.
Not the Archie bunker.
No.
Which some of you younger people will have to Google.
Google that.
But the nerd bunker, because the Fortress of Solitude here is under...
It's under renovation. It's getting a little loud up there.
Yeah.
So... probably less chance that we'll have any background noise.
Yeah. This is still a nice location because it's a finished basement, right? Like,
well,
mostly finished.
Mostly finished. We don't have drywall up, but it's mostly finished. It's temperature controlled for the most part. It is. We've got the dehumidifier over there, keeping it nice and cozy in here.
Nice and
deep. And we're still surrounded by nerd things.
Yes.
So for anyone who doesn't know, I have a side thing that I do called Married Math Toys and Comics, where I go to shows and sell toys and comics. Who knew? And so all the stuff that I take to shows is surrounding us right now. So we got oodles and oodles of boxes of comics and Funko Pops and action figures and board games and... just all kinds of fun stuff.
And I'm looking at a literal board.
You are looking, yes.
So this
That's good
is
wood.
This is the vibe is still here. You know,
the vibe is still here. Pardon me while I have some of my caffeine.
Some coffee.
Yes.
You can take the nerd out of the nerd loft, but you can't take the nerd out of the nerd.
That's right.
So. Yeah, so today we have a pretty cool episode, I think.
I think so, too. Yes.
We are going to be talking about movies that you may not know were based on comic books. And as it turns out, there's quite a lot out there.
There are quite a bit. Some that we discovered for the first time ourselves.
Yeah.
On this journey of discovery. Yes. So when we were first going over it, there's some obvious ones, right?
Yeah. Well, like Captain America.
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
Captain America. Batman, apparently.
Batman's a comic book?
Batman was a comic book first. I know. Who knew? So obviously, we're not going to list any of those. There are also some ones that we thought were obvious, and I would imagine to the greater community, they're probably obvious, but we figured we'd throw those in really quick, just because you never know. I mean, if you've never read a comic or never watched the movie, you wouldn't know. So those movies would be like Constantine. I was surprised when that kept showing up on lists because Constantine's a DC character.
Yeah.
So, that movie's based on him. But anywho, so figured I'd throw that in there for anyone who doesn't know who John Constantine is the movie.
And it's timely because it's getting a sequel.
It is getting a sequel.
I don't know when, but...
No, I don't think they released. They just mentioned that it was going to happen.
Yeah.
So Constantine, I don't know how you feel about the movie. I was entertained by it.
Yeah.
I don't know that it follows any kind of source material.
No.
but the movie is entertaining as all get out, is all I require for the most part.
I think the thing for me was I saw it long before I read any Constantine.
Oh, sure.
Because I was still pretty young when it came out. And I didn't read Constantine until I was out of college.
Okay.
Didn't read any Hellblazer until I was working at the comic book store. So, to me, it's fine. And I also have an older brother who really likes it. So, I have those memories of watching it with him and stuff. So.
Cool. Which it's all about, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, the biggest thing for me is that he's not British. But
he's not British. And Keanu's not blonde.
That's true. Yeah. I can forgive that, but the British thing... There's something about a British character being British, like Doctor Who or James Bond.
Yeah.
They just have to be British.
Agreed.
I don't know.
You don't like the surfer dude sound?
You know, the other thing is, it's Keanu Reeves, so I can't hate it.
That's true. You can't
hate... The man's unhateable.
He is unhateable. Unless you're Matthew Perry.
Ah, yeah, I heard that recently.
So, You guys will have to Google that, too. We're not going to get into that.
He will not be there for you, Keanu.
No, he will not. So another one I had that I thought was obvious was Blade. And now that it's getting an MCU installment, I think, duh, it's based on a comic. Conan the Barbarian, I had that, so...
Yeah, that one's interesting because Conan, the movie and the comic and the books that they're based on are so old.
Yes.
That it is possible that a lot of people don't know.
Exactly. And so, you know, do you say, oh, well, it's really based on...
Yeah, Robert E. Howard.
Robert E. Howard. Howard's work solely, what little he did before he passed. Or, you know, is it because Marvel was doing the comics and they wanted to have a movie?
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't connected to Marvel, but doesn't mean that they couldn't have had something on the backside, you know, producing it. But anywho, I put that on there because, I mean, it is clearly a comic. He's back in the Marvel universe. He's a savage Avenger. So the other one I had was Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
So
that's a Marvel comic.
That and Millar, right?
Yep.
So great read. I have not read the whole series. I've read.
Yeah, there's quite a bit.
There's a lot of it. But what I did read, I really enjoyed. And the movie, I never watched the sequel.
No, I didn't either. Well, there's two sequels, isn't there?
I think
there's a third one.
Oh, geez. No,
see, or maybe there's just a book that's a third one. I can't remember.
Oh, okay. I know I never watched the second movie.
Yeah.
So, but I enjoyed the movie. So, but yeah, so did you have any others that you thought were obvious?
Yeah, so I think the ones that are most obvious for me would be Sin City.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a Dark Horse comic, if you don't know, written by Frank Miller. Really great book.
Yes.
Really good noir comic, if you're into that. The first movie is really good.
Yes.
It's really good. The second movie I didn't like as much. Did you watch the second one? A Dame to Kill For, I think it's called.
Oh, no. No.
Or maybe that's just one of the books. It's all blending together. This is the problem with them being based on comics, is like everything's blending together.
Sometimes they all just go together.
But
I don't remember watching a second Sin City.
The second one was like 10 or so years after the first one. It was a long time. And it felt like two movies mashed into one because they were talking about making a 2 and a 3, and then it just became a 2. So I didn't like it as much.
Okay.
But the first one's based on the comics from Dark Horse, and I've read the first couple volumes of the comics. I do recommend them. But I don't know if that one's as obvious as like some of the other ones. But I think that if you know comics, you'll know that that's based off...
Yeah, but again, if you've never watched the movie or
read
have
the
never
book.
Touched a comic in your life,
yeah.
So, no, Sin City, it's a great movie, and the few books that I've read of it, I really enjoyed. I think the first movie caught, you know, especially since they did it in black and white, really caught the vibe, I thought,
the
pretty
noir
well.
Yeah, and some of it was touched with just a little bit of color, like the Yellow Bastard was yellow, but that really popped. So, yeah, that's a movie that's... And it's got couple different storylines going on, but it doesn't feel... That's where the second one went, I think, awry. Was there too many storylines, maybe?
Yeah. You never felt like you were lost
in
the first movie. At least I didn't.
No. But, yeah, so that's one that I thought. And then maybe V for Vendetta?
Oh,
I don't know that everybody would know that's a comic, but that's an Alan Moore comic with David Lloyd drawing it, published by DC in the 80s. Well, originally it was not DC, but they published it in America.
Yes.
But that's one that is different enough from the book that you may not know it's based on a book.
True, yes.
Now, because I've seen V for Vendetta a ton of times.
I just watched it the other day.
Oh, really?
Yes.
We watch it pretty much every... year, every November 5th.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's actually one of my favorite Alan Moore books, so.
It's a great book. I have it upstairs.
Yeah, it's really good. If you haven't read it, I recommend it. But that's one that's based on, you know, a comic that was, you know, I mean, it's quite different.
Yes. It's one of the ones they took the idea of the source material and then just kind of made it into a movie.
Yeah. Well, you know, and some of it they had to kind of change because it... Some of the stuff is too philosophical for movies. And,
correct.
You know, it's the people who made The Matrix, so it's going to be more action-y.
Yes.
So.
And Hugo Weaving did a great job.
Yeah, Hugo Weaving did. He had some hard dialogue to memorize.
Yes, he did.
So, good on him.
What else you got?
All right. So you want to dive into movies that aren't as obvious?
Let's do it.
Okay. So one of my favorite comic book movies is also one of my favorite comics of all time.
Okay.
And that's Judge Dredd. Now, the movie Dredd... Okay, I should clarify. There's two Dredd movies.
Yes, there are.
One is called Judge Dredd.
Sylvester Stallone. Horrible.
Not a very good movie. But it was a 90s comic book movie, so there really wasn't a lot to be expected.
It didn't have a lot going for it at the beginning.
Yeah. The biggest problem with that movie is that he takes his helmet off maybe 10 minutes into the movie.
Yeah.
And Judge Dredd, if you don't know Judge Dredd, he never takes his helmet off. You don't know what his face looks like. Yeah. That's like his whole thing. But the one that I liked was just called Dredd. It came out in 2012
mm-hmm.
with the great Carl Urban. If yes. you're a fan of The Boys, you'll know him as Billy Butcher. But Dredd, you may not know. I would say it's much more common to know if you're in Britain
yes.
that it's a comic book. Because it comes from 2000 AD, which is a weekly comic magazine. But here in America, I don't know that Judge Dredd is as well known.
Not in the greater sense,
right.
No. I think if you're a fan of comics, at some point you've come across him.
Well, yeah, they did do some American runs on Judge Dredd from IDW.
Yep.
As we talked about, I believe J. Michael Straczynski wrote.
Ooh,
I think it was him. I can't remember.
Now, I do know that they've done some, because I own them, that's how I know, Batman
yes.
did some crossovers with yes. Dredd. I think Alan Grant
wrote I think those. You're right, yeah.
Wrote both of them. Very good reads, because if you think about it, they're almost practically the same character.
Yeah.
Dredd's just, you know.
More of a fascist.
Yes. Yes, that's the way to put it.
Well, that's the thing. They when they were creating him, they were like, I think I read that they wanted to make a fascist that you had to root for because the world of Dredd is so grim and horrible. It's post-apocalyptic.
Yeah.
That you have to root for this super fascist cop, basically, because everything else is so terrible.
Wow.
That was... But, you know, that was like the 70s in Britain, and there was a lot of anti-authoritarian stuff, I think, going on if you look at it. But the movie, Dredd... Excellent. I don't know who directed it or whatever, but it is one of the most violent movies I've yes. ever seen.
Oh my gosh.
And it's really great. The action is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The costumes look really great. They even include the Psi division,
yes.
the psychic division, which I thought was really cool. Unfortunately, it didn't do very well, I don't think. So it never got a sequel or anything. There's been talks of a TV show for years, but they never did, you know, nothing has come of that so far. But I'm a huge Judge Dredd fan. I'm a big mark for Judge Dredd. When I was in college, I was at Barnes & Noble, and there was a collection of Judge Dredd, black and white, the first year of Judge Dredd, or maybe 2 years. Because Judge Dredd started in 1977, I believe. It was the late 70s. And I bought the collection, and I have been hooked ever since. There's just so much crazy stuff in Judge Dredd.
Yeah.
I mean, but the movie is very modernized, and it all takes place basically in one setting.
Mm-hmm.
It's very cool. It's kind of like, what's that movie, The Raid, where he has to, like, go through the apartment complex?
Oh, my gosh.
I think it's The Raid, but it's kind of like that, where he gets locked into an apartment complex with all the criminals
yeah.
in Mega City 1, basically.
It is just a great movie.
It's really fun. So that's one that I think may not
say-
be...
Because I believe you're right, and if you've listened to previous episodes, would you say it's getting near cult status? Because anyone who's watched Dredd loves it.
Yeah, I would say that that's a future cult movie.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's been out long enough. I mean, it's been 10 years, but
yeah,
I don't know. I think, yeah, I think it's probably
it's
approaching
its
cult status. The other one that I really wanted to talk about was The Mask.
Okay,
with
yes.
Jim Carrey. Well, there is a sequel, but we're not talking about the sequel.
We're not going to talk about the sequel?
This is a Dark Horse comic, The Mask, and if you get the chance to read it, it is the most wild ride. Now, have you ever read The Mask?
I have. My suggestion to anyone, if you love the movie The Mask,
yeah, yeah.
and you want to read the comic The Mask, you need to know they are nothing alike.
No. The comic is much more...
It's dark.
It's darker. It's more
weird,
violent. It's weirder.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not a comedy like Jim Carrey's
Mm-mm.
movie is. But
there's no dance and song number or song and dance numbers.
No, and the mask transfers from person to person in the comic, but it's a really, really good read. I think I read the first omnibus in like a couple days because it was so good. But it is really violent also. Maybe there's something wrong with me because I'm like suggesting all these violent movies. Well, they're not. It's not a violent movie, but it's a violent book. So
it
maybe
it's a violent book. But you know what? It's your release.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. The movie is really good, too.
The movie is really good.
For being so different from the comic, it's interesting that it has kind of stuck around for so long. Because people still know the mask. Mm-hmm. But they just don't. I just don't think they knew it was based off a comic.
Oh, I would agree.
Yeah.
I didn't know probably until about 10 years after watching The Mask.
Yeah, I probably didn't know until... I mean, it was a long time. Because yeah. I was a kid when I saw The Mask. So it was a really long time before I realized it was a comic.
It's one of those situations where you really like something and then you find out it's started somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then... So it's kind of like a stand-up comedian, right? Like Tim Allen.
Yeah.
He was so popular. He gets his TV show, Home Improvement, right? And people start taking their families to see his stand-up routines and thinking they're going to get Home Improvement.
No.
And I don't know if you've ever watched a Tim Allen stand-up special. He is about as blue as you can get.
Oh, wow.
So there are a lot of ticked-off families.
Oh, my God.
So I would say The Mask was very much like that, where I thought, oh, I'll read this. This will be some fun.
Yep.
And then it's like, oh, crap.
Yeah, I was the same way. I was like, oh, it's The Mask. It's Jim Carrey. And I was like,
oh,
it's not.
Okay, I need to take a shower now.
Yeah, so if you've watched the movie, I recommend looking it up. And one of the great things that I will say is it is on Hoopla. We've talked about Hoopla before. It's a digital library service. Last time I checked, it was on Hoopla. That's how I read it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can check it out on your tablet. So it's
You've been warned.
One that I think that nobody will know. Well, that's not true. Comic book fans will know. But The Addams Family.
Yes.
The Addams Family, in all its iterations, especially the newest one, the animated one,
mm-hmm.
are based on the work of Charles Addams. The newest one is CGI, but it's designed to look more like the original characters than... Well, obviously, they're... So, it's not a comic book, but it's a comic strip.
Yes, comic strip.
It's a cartoon that appeared in The New Yorker, so you're going to be able to replicate them in animation way easier than in live action. So the live action movies are just like fantastic. They're some of the best casted movies.
Oh my gosh.
Like both of them are really good. The sequel is amazing. Mm-hmm. The first one is fantastic, but it's based on the work of Charles Addams, and he was publishing in The New Yorker. He was kind of known for his dark humor, and he created The Addams Family. So I don't think that a lot of people know the roots of The Addams Family, because they, I believe, appeared first in the 30s.
Oh.
I think so.
Wow. Okay.
Because he was working for The New Yorker back in the day. You want to talk about a generation gap? There's one.
Just a little bit.
Just a little. But all that dark humor and the family dynamics that we've come to know from the movies and the TV shows and the specials comes from Charles Addams. And what's amazing is they were all single. They weren't really in panels. Yeah. Either. They were kind of in like circular form. They didn't really have any borders. They were just kind of like drawings that had, I mean, I think some of them had panels maybe, but mostly I think they were single images. So, he's like developed those over time.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get Gomez and Morticia. And I read like there's a whole book of Addams Family stuff. It's all of them. All the collection. And I wish I could remember what it was called, and I should have looked it up, but I didn't think about it. But I think if you just look up the work of Charles Addams on Google, you'll find the book. Because I read it, and I read all the Addams Family cartoons.
Huh.
And they evolve over time to bring in all the elements that you...
So how long did it run? I knew it was a comic. I didn't...
He did it off and on forever. It wasn't like, oh, it's a weekly thing. It was like whenever he published something in the New Yorker.
Okay.
So maybe it was monthly, but I don't know that he did it every month.
That's wild.
Because he did other cartoons.
Yeah.
But he's most famously known for the Addams Family. So I think he just did it forever, if I remember correctly. Just like until he died, basically.
Jeez.
So that's one that I don't think a lot of people would know.
I would agree.
Because that's, you know, that's, I don't know if I'm cheating because that's based on a cartoon strip instead of a comic, but it's still a comic, so.
The council will allow it.
The council. The nerd council?
The nerd council.
I haven't been. Well, that's when, you know, and I'm hoping the nerd council appreciates that because I dug deep for that one.
Well, I dug deep for one.
Okay, which one is that?
So I'm going to work a little backwards.
Okay.
But since we're doing obscure ones.
Yeah.
So when we were doing the research originally, yes, for this, I came across one that I didn't believe it.
Right.
So I had to read more. Weird Science.
Weird Science.
So anyone of a certain age probably has watched Weird Science, mm-hmm, more than once, me included. I just assumed it was just some harebrained idea that John Hughes came up with.
Yeah.
Which is half true. So looking through all this, Weird Science, there was a Weird Science comic, which I knew. I just figured it was a coincidence that they named it. But there was actually issue number 5. The issue's called Made of the Future. And it's MADE, not MAID. But the premise was these two teenage boys were trying to build themselves a woman. That's it. That's the premise of the comic. And so John Hughes took that and then ran with it, and you got that movie. Now, not once in a million years would I have ever have guessed Weird Science was actually based on a comic.
Yeah.
Now, maybe someone will go, wow, it's just a storyline, you know. He still did all of this and that. The fact remains, it's based on an issue, which is just wild. But I don't think Chet was in the original issue, so, you know.
No, that's a deep track right there.
There you go. That's all you're getting from me today.
You dug deep. You awakened the Cthulhu of comic book movies. But you said that was an EC?
EC.
EC.
So Weird Science was published by EC. It was EC Weird Science, and it was issue number 5.
Issue number 5.
Made of the Future.
Now, if you don't know EC, they were very famous for...
They almost shut down the whole comic industry.
Yeah.
Because parents were in an uproar over the content of their comics.
Yeah.
It is because of EC that we now have ratings on comics and stuff. The comic industry as a whole almost got shut down because they were rotting kids' brains, yeah, and they were exposing them to evil and oh my gosh, it was a whole to-do.
Well, you gotta think that was also the 50s.
That was the 50s.
That's not pretty much metal. Has changed. That's pretty metal for the,
yeah,
to be the comic book industry, to be the comic book that almost just pulled the plug on all American comics.
But it's because of them. So, like, you know, for the longest time, you couldn't show teens or kids in any kind of danger in, yeah, comics. So that's why they started making the Robins older and older,
yeah,
so that they could be in the action scenes. That's why they did it for the cartoons. They wanted that he had to be college age because you can't show a child in danger in the comics and in animation and stuff. So it's all because of that. I invite anyone, if you've not read any original EC horror comics especially,
yeah,
they have collections of them. You can find them on Hoopla, I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
I do know. I always see them at half-price bookstores when,
yeah,
I go there. Pick up a volume. Give them a read because they are wild.
Because, yeah,
it was the wild, wild west. There were no holds barred. They were just, the subject matter was, I mean, you look at it now,
right,
and you're like, what was so bad about,
right,
this? But if you read it thinking about this is 1950s, you had Leave It to Beaver, and you had, what was the one, Ma and Pa Kettle, what was the other, Ozzie and Harriet.
Oh, yeah.
You had them. You had all these wholesome family shows,
yeah,
Father Knows Best, yeah, and then you've got these comics, you know, with rotting corpses,
yeah,
and hatchet-wielding murderers going around. So it was a different time.
If you're at all familiar with the history of comics and you know about the comic code...
Yeah.
The Comic Code Authority. This is why,
yeah,
that happened.
Yeah.
This is single-handedly basically why that happened. But Weird Science probably wasn't super violent or anything, so...
No, you wouldn't think, so...
But it's still probably corrupted
the youth. Well, I mean, you're making a human, yeah. So that had to have been against some kind of law, right?
Probably I'd be interested to see...
I mean, it still is.
I'd be interested to see if we could find that issue ever.
Oh,
and read it.
You're trust hunting. Me, I'm hunting.
You're hunting. You I'm said hunting. It's issue number 5.
Issue number 5.
Okay.
Made of the future.
Made of the future.
Oh, too funny.
What other weird stuff do you have on your list? Weird science aside.
You know, I don't know if any of this is weird. Let me go to some more of the popular ones first. So, 90s sci-fi, Men in Black.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's one I don't think many people know. Or
I would say that most people do not know that that was based on a comic. It was a very long-running comic, too.
Oh, was it?
I think so. Long for a comic,
right?
Maybe, you know,
for an indie comic,
yeah. And then for those who may not have known, it also spawned a cartoon series.
That's true.
For the briefest of moments, I don't know if that was on too long. But Men in Black was based on a comic. From what I now, obviously, because it was a comic run and it was a multi-issue comic run, they didn't follow everything.
Right.
The two main characters are there. The whole setup of their organization. So. And obviously it was a nice hit. Very much more popular as a movie than it ever has been as a comic. My apologies to any Men in Black comic book fans. I've only read a handful of Men in Black comics. Just, I've found them in the dollar bin here and there, and I'll pick up and read it. And, I've enjoyed them.
You found them in the dollar bin?
Yeah.
So when I was at Skylarks, they had the collection of them, and they were really expensive.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, it was when I... For my old job, when I used to travel all the time, I would try to find comic shops. And yeah, it was $1.50, maybe $2, but they I did not pay a lot for them. I do not have them anymore.
Right.
I've since sold them.
You got memorized, flashed thing, and you can't remember where they are.
One of my favorite movies based on a comic is Road to Perdition.
So... I've never seen this movie.
Okay.
But I know it's got Tom Hanks in it.
It's got Tom Hanks. You've got Jude Law.
Oh, wow.
You've got the late, great Paul Newman, rest in peace, who gets, spoilers for a 15-year-old movie or however old it is, gets an amazing death scene.
Oh, no.
It's one of those ones where you're just like, it just rips at your gut because he's not a good guy in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's a mob boss. Tom Hanks is not particularly a good guy either because he's a hitman.
Yeah.
But... it's a redemption story.
Yeah.
Now, I have read very little of the source material. I know it exists, and I've read some of it, so I can't speak as to whether it's true to the source. I'm going to take a wild guess and say that they take some, artistic liberties with the story. But for my money, it's just one of the best. It's just one of my favorite movies. It's such a great movie. We've got that. Let's see, what's another one? I've got so to point out too, folks, we joke about the age difference between Jordan and I. I am currently marking off things on a pad of paper with my pen while he's looking at his cellular device that has all his notes in it. So you'll have to bear with me. I'm behind the times.
Well, I just like to use Google Drive. I have it, so I use it. So I use Google Docs.
Mm-hmm.
But pen and paper is more satisfying.
It is,
Because
I get to mark it off. I have a sense of completion.
Yeah. I could mark mine off, but it would take extra steps.
You could highlight it.
Yeah, but I have to click on that document to edit it and then...
See all those steps? All I do is
click just that a click.
Pen. Boom. Another good one, I think, that's based on a comic. Again, I don't know if... Everyone's going to know this. The more studious comic fans will, but 30 Days of Night.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think is a wildly underrated horror movie.
Yes.
But it is also based, and I believe Steve Niles. Wrote it. Did he also do the art for it? Or
no, that was...
I usually look this stuff up, but I did not have the artist down
for 30 remember. Days of Night. I can see the art in my brain.
I highly recommend both. It's a vampire movie, but a little bit of a twist, and it's set in Alaska
yep.
during the time when there is no sun. So it's just super cool movie. Even though it has Josh Hartnett, who I usually don't like, but it's a great movie. The book, have you ever read any of the comics?
I think I read the first one, yeah. Because there's a lot of comics.
There are a lot of 30 Days of Nights, yes. And there's a lot of, you know,
offshoots. Yeah.
Great reads, though, especially the original run. Yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed it. A newer one that my daughter actually turned me on to was Atomic Blonde. So she had read the graphic novel The Coldest City in school.
Oh, and she read it in school?
She read it in school.
Wow, okay.
I can't remember if it was high school or her freshman year in college, but anyways, she read it in school. And they were just coming out with the movie, and she wanted to go watch it. And I'm like, I had no idea what it was. But man, I love the movie. It is just Charlize Theron is a BA in it. And you've got John Goodman. You've got
James McAvoy.
You've got the dude who's in the MCU movies. Now I can't think of his name. Oh my gosh, he was in Jurassic World 2. The short dude. He played Arlo.
I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
We'll have to look it up.
Yeah, we'll look it up.
We'll look it up.
Gosh. Brain farts. Anyways.
I have to say that Atomic Blonde really surprised me.
Yes.
Because I've never read it, mm-hmm. but the movie was actually really good. And I say actually because I'm not a huge spy movie fan, generally. But man, the fight scenes in that movie were just so...
The choreography in it
for
the fight scenes is absolutely amazing. Now, I will say that Maddie said that the ending for the book is vastly different than the ending in the movie. So it's one of those where I think they wanted you to like the protagonist better than what you were going to. Although, if you think about it, again, it's one of those movies where there's no clear... Toby Jones is his name.
Oh, yeah, Toby Jones. I should have
known that. Gosh darn it.
Arnon Zola.
Yeah, I said Arlo. Good Lord.
Oh, I thought that was his name in Atomic Blonde.
No, that's why I was confused. So, anywho, no, there's really no good guys in the movie.
Right.
You know, it's just a bunch of spies that are double-crossing another bunch of spies.
Yeah.
But the action sequences are absolutely amazing.
Now, you haven't read the book.
I have not read the book.
I wonder what the book is. I don't know who published.
You know what? I don't know who published it. Shame on me and my research skills.
Well, that's okay. But we'll have to read it for posterity.
I do believe I heard rumors that they're coming out with a second one.
Oh, wow.
Whether that's true or not. Oh, actually, as I'm typing in Atomic Blonde 2 pops up. So, I'm not seeing where.
It was published by a book company.
By a company.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's much we can guarantee.
Let's see. What else? I've got so many on this list. I'm not going to go over all of them.
Yeah.
One of probably the best adaptations is A History of Violence.
That's another one I haven't seen.
So I've only watched the movie a couple times. Really good. You got Viggo Mortensen. Ed Harris is in it. David Cronenberg directs.
He directed that. Wow.
They do, and William Hertz is in it as well. They stray from the source material a little bit. They change up William Hertz characters, like past, and there was a couple other things. But, I mean, the movie itself is just absolutely amazing. I highly recommend you watch it.
Okay, yeah.
Well, the book is a great read, too.
I'd like to watch it just because Viggo Mortensen does no wrong in my book.
Yeah, it is. Some of those scenes are pretty violent, too.
Oh, in A History of Violence?
Yes, I know.
They're violent?
They are.
Whoa.
Let's see, what else can we talk about? Let's talk about Cowboys and Aliens.
A third one I haven't seen because I heard it wasn't very good.
You know, so look. You've got to stop listening
to
the masses, okay? We all know there's good movies.
Yeah.
There's terrible movies.
Right.
There's mediocre movies.
Yeah.
Then there's good, bad movies.
Oh, this is a good, bad
movie? This is a good, bad movie. It is an absolute train wreck of a movie. But it is thoroughly entertaining. We actually saw this in the theaters the same time we watched, was it Captain America 2?
Well, that's
one. Yeah,
quite a double feature.
Yeah, And so I mean, you've got Han Solo in right. it. You got James Bond in it. You got Jon Favreau directing it.
Oh, I didn't know he directed it. Yeah,
he sure did. You've got Olivia Wilde.
Oh, yep.
You can't go wrong with that. And.
Yeah.
I don't know if you picked up on this. There's cowboys in the movie, mm-hmm. and there's also aliens, and they're fighting each other.
You can't ask for more than
so
that.
So what else do you want?
Yeah.
Case closed.
Case closed on that one, yeah.
You need to, now, full disclosure, I've never read Cowboys versus Aliens.
Yeah, me neither.
But, and I believe it only ran for like less than a year. It only did so many episodes.
I assumed it was a...
So maybe the book's not so good, but darn it, the movie's awesome.
I assumed it was a miniseries because I was like, how much mileage can we get out of this?
Well, you know what? You could go through time on that.
That's true. It could be Cowboys versus Aliens forever.
So let's talk about this one because when you knew this, I did not. Mystery Men.
Oh, yeah, Mystery Men.
So
that's kind of an obscure one for not the movie, but in terms of where it came from.
Yeah, exactly. So once you said where it came from, I knew the source material, but I didn't connect the dots that Mystery Men came from that.
Yeah, so Mystery Men, if you're not familiar, comes from the great Flaming Carrot comics by Bob Burden.
Yes, the Flaming Carrot comics.
Which is just a surreal trip.
Oh my gosh.
If you've never read it, look it up. I don't know where to find it really. I think it's digitally available somewhere I saw.
It might be.
I think it's on Hoopla because I think I saw it in the comedy section.
But I got you some collections of it,
yes,
right?
Yes, you did. Yes. And that is where I read it and I was like, this is one of the weirdest comics. If you're not familiar with Flaming Carrot, it's literally a man who wears a giant carrot mask that the tip of it is on fire.
Mm-hmm.
He wears scuba, what are those called?
The flippers.
Flippers.
Yeah.
And he fights crime, but it's like a surreal sort of, I don't know how to describe it, but the Mystery Men loosely come from that because they are in the book, the Mystery Men, but it's not the Mystery Men from the movie. I mean, some of them are the same.
Yeah.
But some of them are different. But now I haven't seen Mystery Men in like a long time.
It's been quite a while.
And when I saw it, I obviously had no idea about the Flaming Carrot.
Oh, no.
But, man, if you want to watch a great superhero, not really a parody, but kind of a send-up.
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of ahead of its time because there were not really a lot of superhero movies back then in the 90s.
No.
Or there, at least ones that weren't. People watched.
It's kind of a, it's not a parody, it's not a spoof, but it's just kind of like... Yeah, here there's, you know who they almost remind me of? What's the DC group? The
Inferior Five?
Yes.
Or Six Pack?
Six Pack. They kind of remind me of Six Pack.
Yeah.
Those are the type, and I know we just lost everyone when I mentioned Six Pack.
Except for Garth Ennis, who is a friend of the show.
That's right.
And wrote some Six Pack. Friend of the show.
Garth Ennis. That's our friend for this episode.
Yeah. That's we should have, instead of when we do images on Instagram and stuff, that's what we should do is like every episode we mention a friend of the show and we put the picture of that person up.
Yeah, with a balloon saying, listen to the nerds.
Yeah, and there's no way we can make that, like we can't edit that. That's real.
That's
real.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's no Photoshop.
Nope. When Garth Ennis tells you to listen to us, you better darn listen.
But it's almost like Mystery Men is almost like a deconstruction of superheroes in the way that Watchmen was, but for comedy instead of being dark and gritty. So,
I mean, any superhero that carries a bowling ball,
right?
You know,
that would be you, I think.
You know what? It would be me.
Yeah,
I'll take that mantle.
You're the new bowler.
I'm the new bowler. Sweet Jesus. So I'm going to get a lot of flack for this next one.
I feel like you say that every episode.
Yes. So Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Yeah, I have that on my list too.
Is based on a comic. I'm going to let you talk about because I do not like the movie Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Really?
I do not, and because of that, I've never read any of the source material either.
Oh my
either.
Gosh!
For the purposes of this podcast, I felt like we needed to bring it up because maybe some people don't know it's based on it.
Yeah.
And if you love Scott Pilgrim, great. We all need something to love. I just don't.
So I think probably it was the time and the place for Scott Pilgrim because I saw it when I was like 18 I was just starting college, and we all went to go see it. And it, like, at that time, it, like, blew up. I don't know if you remember how popular it was.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it was just, it really reached a certain age group because of the, just the weird, I mean, Michael Cera being, like, Michael Cera and the visual effects and everything. I have only read the first volume, I think, maybe the first two volumes. But it's by Brian Lee O'Malley, and I think that's another one you can find on Hoopla. If not, you can find it on Comixology or, you know, get it through the library. But there's a bunch of volumes.
There's a ton of reading material for it.
I don't know how much it differs from the anime or the art style is almost borderline manga.
From what I've seen, I would say because, yes.
Well, and the format is manga too. Yeah. But it's an, I think it was published by maybe Tokyo Pop or something, because they do that kind of thing. But yeah, it was a really cool movie for when it came out because of the, like, the video game aspects, like the coins and everything, and the exaggerated fight scenes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if you don't know that that's based on a comic, I mean, I think that one is one that we kind of take for granted that people know is based on a comic because we're nerds.
Yeah.
But I don't think a lot of people do know that.
I would agree. Let's see, what else do I have? Oh, we gotta talk about Barbed Wire.
So, Barbed Wire, never seen it, but that's got
Pamela Anderson
in it, yeah. Right?
She was at the height of her glory.
Oh, yeah.
She did Barbed Wire. Oh boy, what can you say about it?
I've never read Barbed Wire either, but I've seen
seen it. That's another one I've come across in the dollar comics. Right. And I did not buy them. I did some quick glances and you can quickly find out why they're popular, and that's all I'm gonna say. And that's
for a certain
demographic.
Yeah, a certain audience.
We'll do that. Here's one I did not know when we started. Time Cop.
I didn't know that either.
The great 90s Jean-Claude Van Damme vehicle. Now, the comic, again, like Cowboys and Aliens, only lasted like a year. Oh. So maybe it was a miniseries.
Yeah.
And maybe, I wonder too, if it was write it and then we're going to base a movie off of it. You know, we want to see how it plays out. Kind of, I don't know.
Yeah.
But so it was a short run. I never read it. I obviously didn't know it existed until we started doing this research. But it makes sense.
Yeah. Well, you know, because of the time travel book, maybe we did know all along.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Are we time cops?
We could be time cops. Maybe time cops is going to show up in the MCU.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine? We got Quantumania coming up and Kang, and so that's...
Can the MCU survive with Jean-Claude in it? That's what I want to know.
Well, my question is, how can they not survive with Jean-Claude in it?
We got to get Chuck Norris in now, too.
Oh my gosh, yes.
There we go. Make it so. So here's a movie that, I mean, we both knew was a comic, but as we talked, we probably feel like most people don't. That's Red.
Yeah, Red is one that, so like I said, I don't know that most people know that one because, like, you know, that one's on TV all the time, so I think people have seen it a ton, probably. Yeah. Red and Red 2. Red 2, I think there's just one comic for Red.
Correct.
But Red 2 is on more than Red.
Yes. I think Red did so well. Now, I wonder, I might get some boomers mad at me.
Okay.
But because of all of the movie stars that were in Red, they are of a certain age.
Right.
Even above mine. So I would hazard a guess that most of the people that enjoy Red the movie, although I really thought it was quite a great movie, but I would think they're of a certain age too.
Yeah.
That maybe don't enjoy reading comics.
Yeah, that's interesting. I was just thinking that because there is a correlation or maybe a discorrelation there.
Yeah.
Because I bet the audience who read the book is a lot younger than the audience that watched the movie.
Absolutely.
That's interesting.
Because, I mean, like, Bruce Willis is the youngest person in that movie, right? Oh, well, besides Carl Urban.
Oh, yeah, Carl Urban's in that,
Carl
too.
Urban's in that. This, you know what? Friend of the show.
Friend of the show, Urban. Carl Urban.
There we go.
He just doesn't know it yet.
He just doesn't know it yet. Don't tell him, guys. So here's another, I don't know if this is a good, bad movie, but I enjoy it. And I know you said you haven't watched it, but that's R.I.P.D.
No, I have seen that. I saw it at theaters.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to tell you an embarrassing story about this.
Okay.
Do you remember the part? Do you remember the part where the girl bites Jeff Bridges' beard and he goes, "She Billy Goated me"?
Yes. Yes.
I definitely had a girlfriend do that to me one time. Oh my God. I just remembered that. Like, that was a hidden memory.
And did you say she Billy Goated you?
Yeah. This was after the movie. Oh, so this all. If it had happened before the movie, I would have been like, wow.
Wow.
But it happened after the movie.
Sweet Jesus.
Yeah. I bet you didn't think you were going to hear that
today. I did not. Jordan getting Billy Goated was not on my list of things I was going to hear today.
We should have a bingo card.
We should.
That's the rare one.
Okay, let's get on TeePublic and get that made up.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't give me any ideas.
Oh, that's too fun. Oh. So if... I'm sorry. Oh, I can't stop thinking about that.
Yeah.
Now. So R.I.P.D., If you've not seen the movie, which chances are you haven't because almost no one did.
Right.
But it stars Jeff Bridges, Ryan Reynolds, who's the female lead?
I can't remember, but isn't she the same person from Red?
Who is it? I don't know. You look it up while I talk. Anywho, so Ryan Reynolds is a cop. He dies, and now he's part of this like supernatural dead police force where they're trying to, you know, keep the demons at bay from taking over the world and all that fun stuff. Dark Horse comic, correct?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. And I can't remember if that was a long run or not, too. I think it was longer than just a few issues. The premise is fantastic. Jeff Bridges is great as always.
Always.
Kevin Bacon was the bad guy in the movie, right? I thoroughly enjoyed the movie. It's just ridiculous. It's terrible, and I ate it up. I put it in the good bad category. I'm sure most people just say it's a schlock fest and move on. But what's her name?
For the record, it is Mary Louise Parker, who was in Red.
Okay, very good.
So she's the comic book adaptation queen that we didn't know about.
That's boy, oh boy. So, yeah, R.I.P.D.
R.I.P.D. I saw that in theaters, man.
Did you
see that in theaters?
I do not think we... Yeah. Oh, we do own it, though. Own it. Okay. Yeah. So, digitally. I don't think we have the hard copy anymore, because if you have the digital copy, it doesn't matter. I've just got a handful others. I know there's a couple that we both had the same, like Ghost World.
Yep.
Now, I know the movie exists, and I know it's based on a comic, but I've not experienced either. So
Ghost World?
Yeah.
I've only read it. It's very good. It's by Daniel Clowes, so mm-hmm. it's quite good because he's one of the best cartoonists alive right now in my book and his book, Ghost World. But, I haven't seen it, but it's got a young Scarlett Johansson in it.
Oh, okay.
She's the best friend, and Steve Buscemi's in it, and Thora Birch is the main character. It's sort of a coming-of-age story. I mean, it's not sort of. It is a coming-of-age story. But it's very good. I'd have to reread it because it's been so... I haven't read it since I worked at the comic book store. But it was really good. I've always wanted to watch the movie mm-hmm. because I read the book. But I recommend it. But yeah, that's one that probably people don't know because it's not an action movie. It's not a superhero movie or anything. It's very down-to-earth but weird kind of...
No gruesome death scenes or anything?
Not that I recall.
Yeah, okay.
Which, you know what, though? Speaking of gruesome death scenes, the one that I did want to talk about is The Crow.
The Crow, yes.
The Crow. Now, if you haven't seen The Crow, the first one is the best one. And they're always talking about remaking it. And I heard last I heard Jason Momoa was attached.
Yes, I had heard the same thing.
But you can't beat the original one. It's got Brandon Lee in it, who unfortunately died on set. So it's kind of a cursed movie, I think.
Yeah.
But it's a very dark movie, but the comics are even darker.
Yes.
Because the writer and artist, Jamie O'Barr, I can't remember, was dealing with the death of his girlfriend through it.
Oh.
And she had died in a car crash or something, so he was processing the death through the book, so it's so dark. But it got Ernie Hudson in it from Ghostbusters, mm-hmm. and it is just incredibly. And when I say dark, I mean like it's shot dark. It's a very dark lit movie. Mm-hmm. But that one, I don't know that a lot of people have read or know it's a comic.
Probably not, or maybe they heard years later it was a comic.
Yeah,
but I would imagine most have not read it,
so
they don't They don't know.
They're hearing it now, though, so that's the chance.
No excuses.
No excuses not to read The Crow, unless you don't want to be clinically depressed for a while.
Right. But. Well, I've got another one.
Okay, hit me.
So I think I've hit a theme now of good, bad movies that were based on comics, and that's The Losers.
Yeah.
So
that's got a good cast.
It's got an amazing cast. You got Jeffrey Dean Morgan. You've got
Idris Elba, right?
Idris Elba. You've got Zoe
Saldana.
Yeah. You've got Chris Evans.
Yeah.
You've just got a ton of people. So, and we probably should have started mentioning this. Chris Evans pops up in a lot of these. He's in Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
Yeah, that's true.
He's in another movie I haven't talked about, Push. So he had done a bunch of comic-based films. Yeah. Which is why he almost didn't take Captain America. But that story everyone already knows. But The Losers, so you've got, they're just a group of mercenaries, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they go where no one wants to go, or they don't want to send, you know, good people.
Yeah.
Because they're expendable, basically. I really like the movie. We still own it. I mean, how can you not love a movie that has Jeffrey Dean Morgan and Chris Evans in it? I mean, come on.
And Chris Evans plays such a different character in that movie, doesn't he? He's kind of like the nerd,
He's the nerd of the group, yes.
Wow.
But now, the comics are very good, too.
I've enjoy never
the
read them.
You know, they're violent, they're absurd, they're, you know, I mean, and what's neat is they still pop up every once in a while in little projects, you know, whether it be a showcase or you know, a different little anthology.
Yeah.
So it's... it's fun that they're still out there. I wish the movie would have done better, so we could have had like a Losers, you know, franchise.
Yeah.
Because they're probably a group of characters that most people don't know about, and they probably still don't, because again, this movie did not do well. But I highly, if you love adrenaline filled action nonsense,
Well, who doesn't?
I mean, watch it. I almost wonder if it's one of those movies where if they would have had, although I think the cast is great.
Yeah.
I wonder if you have a different lead, if it does better.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm not sure, maybe Jeffrey Dean wasn't as known then.
Right.
Or he definitely wasn't known as an action guy.
Right.
So I wonder if you have a different lead in there. Because, I mean, like you said, the cast is great. I loved it. So that's all I've got.
I've got
some other ones on here, but, boy, I don't... I think I'm pushing the limits of what people know. There is the Angelina Jolie movie, Wanted.
Wanted, yeah.
I think James McAvoy was in that as well, right? Was that his first movie?
That was the first movie that I knew who James McAvoy was.
Yeah. So that's based on a comic. Again, it was not a long run, I don't believe.
No, and I hear the comic's quite different. I've never read the
comic. I have heard the same thing. There was the Jamie Lee Curtis movie. I said I was done, but you know what? I just saw this over here. Virus.
I don't know this movie. Virus?
Yeah, Virus. Great little movie. Early 2000s or late 90s? But, you know, sci-fi at its best.
Yeah.
Sure.
And it's based on a comic.
It's based on a comic. It was a... Virus was a... Was it... Oh, my gosh. Was it Image or was it Dark Horse? Now I can't remember. But I only know Virus was a comic because when I'm going through the dollar bins,
I
see it come up all the time. I've never read a Virus comic. It was a dark horse.
Okay.
And the author, his name is Chuck Farrer, P-F-A-R-R-E-R. Unfortunately, don't know you, Chuck. I'm sorry. And it was a 99 movie, by the way. But, you know, just one of those... You see Virus in the dollar bins, and it's your prototypical 90s comic art, right?
Yeah.
It's just that over-the-top, just anyone who read comics in the 90s knows what I'm talking about. It's that over-the-top body. It's just that there's so many colors, and the edges are just weird.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know. I've never cared for the look.
Yeah. It doesn't age well.
No, it does not. But yeah, so Virus is on there. I already mentioned Push. And then the great Bruce Willis did a movie called The Surrogates, and that was based on a comic.
Yeah, I didn't know that was based on a comic.
I did not either until I was doing this research, which I think shows us how popular the comic was.
Yeah. So. Exactly.
But do you have anything else? Did we miss anything on your list?
A lot of what you had, I had. The only other one I think that I wanted to mention was Tank Girl.
Ooh, Tank Girl, yes.
Which I think is a cult movie.
Yes.
From the 90s, mid-90s. Not a great movie, but it is a fun movie.
Fun, yeah.
If you ever read Tank Girl, it's just a wild ride, and the movie is just as crazy. I don't think it worked for a couple reasons. One, I don't think that the audience knew what Tank Girl was in America, but I also think that it was just ahead of its time and how weird it was. Like, it was like, it was just completely crazy. It just cut loose.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you could get away with that now, but
oh, they could definitely do a Tank Girl now, I think.
Yeah, and it's just a post-apocalyptic weird. I mean, she's got a kangaroo for a boyfriend.
Yes.
I mean, it's weird. I was introduced to this by a friend of mine, and they were like, "There's no way you're gonna like this," and I was like, "I love this movie. Like, it's just so weird.
Yeah,
I would watch it again." And I can't remember the main character who played Tank Girl, but she was in A League of Their Own.
She was, yeah. She's the sister. Yeah, Lori Petty.
Lori Petty, that's right.
Yeah.
So that's one that I don't think.
It is definitely not for everyone.
No. A lot of these movies aren't for everyone.
Correct.
But if you like weird stuff, adaptations, I don't know.
Yeah.
But Tank Girl is
I would highly recommend it if you like just off the wall stuff.
Yeah, if you want to watch a movie and you're just going to be like, I'm not sure what I watched.
Yeah. That's for you.
Yeah, that's
if you want to question yourself after you're done watching the
fabric of reality.
I do want to mention some of the more absurd before we sign off here entries onto this list when we were doing the research. So I was aghast to find out that they thought people didn't know Howard the Duck was based on my comic book. That was like a high-ranking one in a lot of the lists where they're like, oh, yeah, Howard the Duck was based on a comic. How do you not know that?
That's personal for me.
And I'm pretty sure in the movie it even says Marvel's listed in there somewhere.
Yeah, I think so.
So how in the heck do you not know? So that one really blew my mind. What was the other one? I didn't write this down on my notepad. Uh-oh, now I'm in trouble. But Howard the Duck, and then there was another one. Oh, Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider showed up on one of the lists. There's literally the Marvel in the opening sequence.
Yeah.
You have the Marvel page flipping that you're used to seeing with the MCU nowadays.
Yeah. Well, so he's in the Marvel video games and stuff.
Yeah, how do you not know? And that movie came out in the 2000s.
Yeah.
How do you not know that that's based on a comic? He's been around since the 70s.
That makes me physically ill.
Do better, people.
To think that people wouldn't know that.
Right? So that's all I've got.
Yeah, that's all I have. We talked about a lot of movies though, so
a lot of obscure movies.
And what I would invite people to do is if we missed any that you know are movies that are based on comics, go ahead and leave those in the comments on the video or on the podcast,
or hit us on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, or tell us any of the ones we listed. Let us know which ones you really like or hate, or you think we're stupid for liking. That's fine too.
Yeah, just talk to us.
Yeah. Just let us know you're still alive. We're worried about you.
Well, I think that's it for now.
All right. Stay nerdy.